Hi, friend. If you love the information you hear in the podcast, then you will love the free mini series of videos that I've put together just for you. It's all about the biblical blueprint for health and teaches you exact principles I've taught to thousands of Christian women that result in weight loss, better sleep, increased energy, clearer skin, and sharper brains. You can go to thechristiannutritionist.com/miniseries to grab this free set of short, powerful teachings that will show you how to create better health God's way. It's at thechristiannutritionist.com/miniseries. Go check it out now. Hi, I'm Chelsea, the Christian Nutritionist. Welcome to the Christian Health Club podcast. We are here to fire you up in spirit, mind, and body so that you can get out into the world and be everything God created you to be. Welcome to the club. Here we go. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the club. How are you today? I cannot believe I have never done a podcast on collagen. What in the world? I have been using it for years. Ever since I heard someone describe it as Botox in a bottle, I was like, okay, I'm in. I'm sold. Give me some of that. It is just so good for your skin. It's good for more than your skin. We're going to talk all about that today. It's good for your gut. It's good for your joints. In fact, I had one client who was able to go off her arthritis medication once she started using collagen. So pretty cool stuff. And it's a perfect time to talk about this because we are about to kick off 10 times stronger, which is my protein and muscle and Jesus program. We're starting that May the 1st. And registration is now open, so you can go to my website at thechristiannutritionist.com/stronger to get signed up and get your materials. I love collagen as a way to get more amino acids into the body. It is a protein, and that is what we're focusing a lot on in 10 times stronger. So I'm glad we're talking about this for many reasons, and I am absolutely delighted to have two experts with us today, two women, two Christian women who are passionate about the way collagen transformed their own health, which led them on a journey to not only understand why, but to seek their very best, which led them to the creation of their collagen at Yonder Food. So welcome, Sherry Jeffries and Gina Gallagher, to the Christian Health Club podcast.
Thank you, Chelsea. We're so excited to be here.
I am so happy you're here. And I cannot wait to hear the story. Sherry, actually, we were kind of going back and forth about this and email you. I had an email exchange pop up when I put your name in from 2018.
I know. That's when we first, I found you online, I remember, and I just loved you. And I've been following you ever since. So I am, you know, as a Christian woman, I found you and you're a nutrition person. So I'm like, she's my people.
Oh, I mean, but I was like, wow. And I know you have been doing this and really working on this for a long time. And I let's just talk about that. I want to know how both of you kind of got to this point, your health journey, your health transformation, and how that it came to be that you are co-founders of Yonder Food, which makes collagen and coffee and some cool stuff that we're going to talk about. But it must have been a pretty big transformation, a pretty big part of your life to want to make this what you do. So just tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go first. I'm Sherry. So I got diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer while I was pregnant with my first child when I was 30 years old. And I was really scared because my brother had that same cancer, and he had already passed away from developing a secondary cancer after the treatments and such. So I, as a new mom, I became a warrior, as I think all moms do, and I had to be here for my kids in the long run. So I dove into natural health. Well, at first, though, what I did, because I didn't know what was going on, I went right into the chemo and radiation, which just wrecked my body, like just killed me without killing me. Lost all my hair, and I was so skinny and like sickly. And, you know, so then after that was done, I just literally focused only on natural health. I became a big researcher, and I have done a lot of things, because changing your genetic expression and your health is encompasses a whole new lifestyle. And the one thing that was like the foundational element in that was collagen. Collagen rebuilt my hair, my skin, my gut. My gut was absolutely destroyed, and it builds the lining of your gut. I made homemade bone broth all the time, and I would put in hydrolyzed grass-fed collagen in addition to collagen load to rebuild my body. And that is the one thing that I have still done. It's been 23 years, and I still take it every single day. I take 15 grams every single day. And if I ever have gone without taking it, my joints will hurt, you know, my hair will start to thin. You know, so it's one of those supplements that you really feel the difference. Like, you see and feel the difference. It is life-changing. And it's really important to get it super clean, because so much collagen is loaded with glyphosate and heavy metals. Even if it says grass-fed, they are most likely partially grass-fed, which if they're partially grass-fed, there's going to be glyphosate over the corn and all that other stuff. There's heavy metals, you know, all that issue. So was really important for us to find 100% grass-fed, because what we were finding is the collagen that we were using was, you know, they were sourcing from grass-fed, and then they were not, and they're sourcing from multiple places and unregulated places. And it was just so frustrating. So we said, you know what, let's be the brand. And Gina was with me on day one when I started talking about this and having this idea. So she, like, literally on day one, working with formulators, we've done so much research and development for the past, you know, like 2 years straight. We did that. We just focused on that. We did take a little break during COVID, but right after the whole COVID thing, we got right back to it and launched our company in the fall of 2022. Is when we actually officially launched. But Gina was with me from day one. We went to middle school together. We grew up together. So her, as time evolved, we both found the Lord, and we've been Christians, and we both are complete health nuts, because collagen transformed her life too. And she'll tell you about that. So we're both really into natural health, and we share the same faith, and we've always been good friends. And we get along really well. Like, I don't think anything could ever damage our relationship. And because being in business with someone, you know, it can be very stressful and very fun and exciting all at the same time. And, you know, her and I have a solid bond. And I do believe, because we're rooted in Jesus Christ. And I do believe that.
Yep.
I love that. That, what a story. I mean, and I know you have been seeking the quality for a long time, because we had a conversation about that a long time ago, and I was surprised at some of the things that you told me about some of the collagen out there on the market. That is, you think you're getting one thing, and you—that's not exactly what you're getting. Mm-mm. But we'll talk more about quality here in a minute. But Gina, tell us about kind of your background and what led you here.
Yeah, well, so I was diagnosed with interstitial cystitis, which is like a chronic inflammation of the bladder. And so I was given lots of antibiotics from having bladder infections. And then also shortly after I was married, they put me on a daily dose of antibiotics for a few years. And my stomach was just getting wrecked. And that was before they realized how destroying, you know, daily dose of antibiotics could be to you. And so that just led me into, you know, just all these issues between having the IC, and then also then I just had, you know, all the gut issues and overgrowth of candida and everything that was going on with my gut. And so
This went on for, gosh, years and years and years. And I just finally got sick of it in my, let's say my late 30s, early 40s. And I was just searching, like, and trying to get off prescription medications. And so collagen was something I stumbled upon. And actually, I stumbled upon it for other reasons, not even realizing that it could transform my gut. And so then I started taking it and I'm like, gosh, my stomach is feeling better. You know, I'm not having that bloat and all that issue. And then I started getting more into how do I heal that, you know, because the bloating was just, it was awful. I thought I had celiacs. So I was like, you know, getting off the gluten and, you know, everything else. And my husband's like, you know what, your stomach hurts when you eat broccoli. I mean, there's an issue, you know? So anyway, all that to say that the collagen, putting that into my diet, I was starting to notice just, you know, a transformation in that. And then people were commenting on my skin and my hair. And I'm like, it's the collagen. I was blown away. So fast forward, Sherry and I reconnected and we just had that bond of Christ and, you know, us growing up and everything else. And then, you know, coming back to getting to know each other and having that bond. And then, you know, just our love for nutrition and healing ourselves with, you know, food and how it can transform your lives. We just, you know, we couldn't talk enough about everything. And then at the same time, like she had this idea and this passion to start this company because we were getting so frustrated that these companies that are supposed to be have integrity and they're supposed to be selling you, you know, nutritious things and healthy foods, and they're just junk and they're putting all these ingredients that should not be in there. So, yeah, when she told me what she wanted to do, I was like, I want in. I'm all about it. So, yeah. And then Yonder was born.
Fantastic. I love that. I love when two friends come together and do something like this with just such a heart for it. You know, it just kind of starts truly organically, and you don't, it's not really a plan you necessarily have. And then it, and then it just kind of, you know, you, trust and you let it unravel and unfold as you go. I love that. So let's just kind of go back, start at the basics here, because I think I just assume everyone knows what collagen is. I feel like it's been around the health space for quite some time now. Like I said, I kind of showed my vanity side that, but really I was like, ooh, this is good for your skin. I'm all about it. And that's how I started with it. And then two, you know, just discovering all the benefits of it. It's fantastic. But let's talk about what is collagen. I mean, what is it exactly? If y'all could explain that to the listeners, I think that's a great place to start.
Definitely. So collagen is the most abundant protein in our bodies. And 90%, it basically makes up 30% of all the tissue in our body is collagen. It's the glue that literally holds us together. And 90% of all the collagen in our body is type 1 and 3. And so those are the types that we focus on to rebuild the whole body. And that's in your skin, your hair, your nails, your bones, your joints, your organs, like your intestines, your heart, your liver, et cetera. That's what collagen is. And that, not like I said, 90% of it is type 1 and 2, which is important to know because there's a lot of marketing gimmicks about you need all 5 types and you don't. If you really want to move the needle in these core areas, you really just need to upload on clean type 1 and 3. So
what does that mean? I mean, what are these types? Because I've had that question before too. What, you know, what are all these types and why do I need this? And so can you just maybe go into that a little bit more? Like why do they have all these types? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, there's actually like 20 different types of collagen found within our bodies. And like Sherry was saying, the most common is like 1 and 5, but within 1 and 5, 1 and 3 are the most abundant. And, you know, like she said, that's what we put in our collagen. And since collagen's main role is to provide structure and strength and support throughout your whole body, you want to make sure you're using the most effective type. And it's so crazy. Collagen is like makes up 30% of our body's total protein mass and 60% of our cartilage. And so type one collagen can be sourced from cows or fish or eggs, the eggshell membrane. Ours is only from bovine, from cow, and it's the most potent, whereas egg and fish, it's not as strong of a source. So type one is found just below the surface of the skin in the dermis level, and it helps to support the health of your joints. And, you know, like she said, the joints, the hair, the nails, the skin, the ligaments, and cartilage. Type two, it can help with joints, but it comes from chicken and marine sources. So people like with fish allergies or, you know, shellfish allergies, they need to take that into consideration when they're picking out a collagen type for them. And also, when we were doing the research, we found that different forms, you know, you don't know the source. You know, the chicken is so hard to regulate. You don't know whether it's grain fed with GMO corn or free ranged or a little bit of both. It's harder to know exactly. Type three collagen is the second most common type of collagen found naturally in the body. In combination with the one and three together, they help support the gut, the muscles, the blood vessels, and even the uterus and the liver. And it's the most common source. The most common source of collagen from type three collagen comes from cows as well. Type four collagen is found like in your eyes and bones and muscle, liver and lungs. But the research is still out on that, whether the body can break it down when you have it in supplement form. And then type five can naturally be found in our joint cartilage and is responsible for like bone formation. But there again, there's no scientific evidence that suggests like if you have a broken bone by taking type five collagen supplement, it will directly heal that injury. Most of the scientific data is all on type one and three, because that is the most prevalent and most, the strongest type of collagen. So that's why we focused on that in ours. And honestly, adding those other types in just dilute the type one and three. So if you want the most bang for your buck, you want to stay with one and three.
Ah, oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Good way to put it. We must definitely want the most bang for our buck.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It just does the most for all different types of areas.
Mm-hmm. Addresses the
most. Yes, exactly. Okay.
Perfect. Exactly. So we see them called, you know, and I'm just really forwarding questions that I hear a lot and get asked a lot. And
right.
So while you're here, I just love for y'all to speak to it. But, you know, people will say, why are they called collagen peptides or hydrolyzed collagen? You know, what does that mean? So do we get unhydrolyzed collagen? I mean, what does that mean to people?
Honestly, peptides in hydrolyzed collagen, I knew I was going to mess up that word. I've been saying it to myself all day long because I just always flub over it. Anyway, it's basically the same thing. It's the breaking down. It's like, you know, milling wheat or flour. So it's just the process of breaking it into smaller amino acid chains so that our body can more easily absorb it into our bloodstream. So it's just the smaller chains are called peptides. So it's the same thing. It's interchangeable, basically.
Got it. Okay, good deal. Well, and, you know, Sherry, you were talking about, you know, making bone broth every day, and such. And so that's, you know, one place that we can get some collagen. You know, maybe speak to collagen, foods that have collagen, where we might get that. But also, you know, why do we need to supplement with collagen? I mean, why can't we just get it from food and let it, you know, leave it at that?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, years ago, they made bone broth and used the organ meats and all that all the time. It was very, very heavy in our diet, and there was a lot of nutrients in the soil and all that good stuff. But people just aren't making homemade bone broth every single day and eating that, you know, and organ meats. And I mean, I definitely include organ meats in my diet because I just know how highly nutritious they are. So I actually take liver supplements because I can't quite get myself to eat it. But you know, even with that, it's still not enough. You know, you need to supplement. We start losing our collagen, you know, in our 20s. So, you know, bone broth, organ meats, fish, skin of chicken, and this with the skin on, and chicken, you know, those have some collagen in it. But if you really want to rebuild your collagen to help you rebuild your body and bring them up to youthful levels, because we literally start losing our collagen in our 20s. Every decade, it goes down more and more and more. And we have a lot of really good information on all of this throughout our website, on our product page, on a collagen product page, as well as we have really good FAQs that go into detail as well, if people are interested in learning more about our product and wanting to educate themselves more on these types of questions as well. But yeah, I mean, it's crucial to do that. I mean, I'm living proof. I mean, I'm walking living proof. So is Gina, on what the benefits are in uploading your collagen levels with a clean collagen that's nutritious. And you have to do it daily. You know, if you miss a couple of days a week, it's fine. But daily, really, just kind of make it part of your routine. It's super easy. You can do it. You know, there's many different ways. We'll talk about that more later. But, you know, that's if you want to move the needle, you know, if you want to not have sore joints and you want to have better hair, skin, and nails and rebuild your gut, you're going to want to supplement with collagen peptides.
Maybe explain, you know, how it does work to rebuild the gut. I mean, what is it? Why is it so good for our gut?
Yeah, because it helps build the skin structure, like in all that skin around your gut. All that lining there is all filled with collagen, right? It builds that structure. Picture like little lines going through and weaving together like a quilt, you know, and building that up. So if your collagen levels are depleted, like if you have achy joints or your skin starting to sag, your hair starting to thin, you have these different symptoms, most likely you're depleted of collagen or grossly depleted of collagen. So by giving your body a supplement that it can absorb and be effective into the most abundant types in your body, it's going to go in there and it's going to start weaving together all the different through the skin of the lining of your intestines and around your organs, your heart, and so forth. And that's why you can look younger, because it also does that to your skin. And it also helps kind of diminish the cellulite, you know, because you're building up your skin. So does that answer your question? If not, Gina can chime in because she's good at this.
Yeah, go ahead and chime in, Gina. Yeah, it does. But the more information, the better. I heard Gina say something about fascia.
Yes. Yeah. So it gets in that layer too, and helps to soften and smooth. But it's definitely something that you have to take on a regular basis. But getting back to why does it heal the gut? You know, because of the whole, I think that Sherry did a great job explaining that. But you know, because of all the issues that we have with our guts, you know, and I know that people are finally starting to learn about leaky gut, and I'm sure all your listeners are pretty educated on that now. It's just one of those things that's going to go in there and help to increase and strengthen the lining of your gut as you're taking out other things. So you have to remember, whenever you're doing a supplement, you have to have a kind of a lifestyle change too. You can't just take collagen and think, oh, it's going to solve all my problems. You need to do that in conjunction with a healthier lifestyle. So backing off foods that are contributing to a leaky gut scenario, and then also you're trying to heal it. So you want to stop the action and then, you know, do something that's going to help it to heal. And collagen will definitely help it to heal.
Yes, good point. You cannot out-supplement a bad diet, unhealthy lifestyle. So yes, definitely reducing those inflammatory inputs and increasing those things that help, just like this. And yes, we do lose collagen as we age, as we do so yes. many things, sadly.
There's a, and something else that's really important too about what optimizes collagen is having vitamin C in your diet from whole foods. Yes. Like you can just squeeze lemon and water. A lot of people who are into health and nutrition do that. Like I drink water all day long. I squeeze a lemon in it or lime with some sea salt and some trace minerals. So that's a great way to get vitamin C because vitamin C helps optimize your body making collagen. And one of the things and the reason why we do not put vitamin C in or hyaluronic acid in our collagen, like other brands will do and claim that that is needed for it to work. That is not true because, okay, first of all, you don't need to consume it at the same time. You don't have to, when you're taking collagen, you don't have to take vitamin C at the same time. You could take it just any time within the day. You know, if you have water with lemon, doesn't matter if it's just bioavailable in your body, it's all going to work together. When you put, and plus ascorbic acid, vitamin C, you know, there's a lot of information about that through a lot of experts out there. You can do your research and there's a lot of information about how that is not really good for you at all. You just, you know, you pee it out and there's a lot of other issues it can cause in your body. And also vitamin C in general is a very strong pro-oxidant. When it sits on shelf with the collagen peptides, amino acids, those, it can damage the bioavailability of the amino acids. When they're sitting together in the same container on shelf, that is not a good thing because it can damage the bioavailability. So we prefer 1 and 3 pure by itself, not diluted with all these other things or could damage the bioavailability of it. And just have some whole food vitamin C in your diet.
Absolutely.
And that's the way to go.
Yep.
Oh, now that was something I did not know.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
We have that information on our website too, if you want to go in there.
And people think that like, oh, I'm getting this hyaluronic acid and this vitamin C and my collagen. That's the perfect. Why don't you put that in yours? Well, let us tell you. You think, and that's what gets so frustrating about these companies. You think that they're offering something better when they're not, and they're just actually diluting in, you know, it's gimmicks.
Yeah. Cause it's kind of, that's the hyaluronic acid is a little bit buzzy too. Kind of,
you can take hyaluronic acid, just don't store it and put it within the collagen peptides.
Yep.
Right. The hyaluronic acid is fine. Ascorbic acid, vitamin C, that's a whole nother subject.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other information about that. I mean, we could have a whole podcast just on that and whole food, vitamin C and other types. But the, you know, hyaluronic acid, you could take that as a separate supplement. Just, you don't want to store it all. Those are very strong pro-oxidants. And when sitting together with the amino acids of the collagen, you could damage the bioavailability of it sitting there on shelf. Stored in your pantry and, you know, in the warehouse and such. You don't want to do that.
So are you compromising the quality of it, or is it more about the, it's more about the bioavailability?
So the vitamin C, for example, the ascorbic acid vitamin C, that is not the right vitamin C to be taking, period. I just don't think it's
right.
There's a whole nother. So that one is, you know, but it also, so that's not effective anyway. The vitamin C ascorbic acid is not the right choice. And any vitamin C and hyaluronic acid, like I said, is a strong becomes a pro-oxidant. And so it can damage the bioavailability of the amino acid structure in the collagen when you put it together and they sit in a container for a long period of time. So that you don't want to damage the effectiveness of the collagen, in other words, right? You don't want to damage the bioavailability of it, the ability to absorb in your body and do everything it can, like Gina said, the most bang for your buck, like get the most return on your investment of the collagen peptides. You're damaging your investment. Just think of it like that. When you're buying collagen that has hyaluronic acid and vitamin C in it, those are strong pro-oxidants. You're damaging your return on your investment. That's the way I would probably try it.
So when we see that, that's not a plus if we see that
right.
on the collagen label. Okay. Oh, that's really a really good tip. Okay. Good stuff. I often get the question about people asking if collagen is protein powder. How would you answer that question?
Yeah, that's okay. So protein powder is such a broad term, right? Protein powder. There's a million protein powders. There's plant-based protein powders. There's whey protein powder. There's so many. Collagen is this one particular thing, you know, collagen. So the difference between why you would want to take protein powder versus collagen, I mean, it really depends on what your goals are. So if you want to improve your joints, your skin, your hair, your nails, and all of that, you're going to need to want to take a very effective, clean collagen, and you want to take it daily. So protein powder, there are some protein powders that do put this collagen in their formula, which is great, but it's diluted with a bunch of other stuff. It could be with the plant base, or it could be mixed with the whey protein and other elements and a bunch of other things. So the amount of collagen you're getting per serving is now much more minimal. So for people who really want to improve their joints, skin, hair, and nails, I would basically buy collagen peptides separate, or a formulation that is primarily collagen, so that that's your goal. That's what you're going towards. Protein powder, you know, there, you know, a lot of protein powder can be very helpful. They're more designed, you know, they're a complete protein. Collagen by itself is not a complete protein. They are missing one key, essential amino acid that you can find in dairy product and chicken and stuff. So if you have your collagen with some heavy raw cream, that's what I put in my coffee, you know, then now I have a complete protein. But for protein powders, they're typically always the complete protein. So can also serve as a meal replacement. So it just depends on what your goals are. If you want a meal replacement, you're stacking up your protein, you're, you know, for various reasons, you're trying to do low carb, high protein, or, you know, there's different reasons why you would choose. But again, if you're wanting to improve your skin, hair, nails, and joints, you're going to want to make sure you're taking collagen daily and enough of it. Also on our website and our FAQs on our collagen page, there's a great question. We have it laid out in detail, like how much collagen should I be taking a day? And we break it down, like, you know, 5 to 10 grams for this, you know, 10 to 15 for this, 20 to 25 for this a day, depending on what your goals are in terms of joint health, skin, hair, rebuilding. You know, like if you just got obliterated by cancer, like me, you know, I was really uploading for a while. Now I'm maintaining and keeping it at a good level. So we have that too on there. People are interested in understanding how much they should be taking every day. Cause a person who's in her 20s, you know, late 20s, and she's noticing, you know, a little bit of her skin is not as youthful, you know, she can take a different maybe amount than I was 32, and I took a lot because I was destroyed for chemo and radiation. So there's different reasons. And I think that's helpful too. A lot of people don't know about that. Yeah. So we have that on there too, that really describes in detail.
Oh, great. And I'll link to that in the show notes, but everybody can also just go straight to your website and find all that. Yeah. You have really good information on your website and great blog posts and stuff and recipes and such. So I recommend people check that out for sure. But yeah, a protein powder and collagen powder are different. The collagen doesn't have the tryptophan, but like you said, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, can put some cream in there and you're good to go, which leads me to the next question, which is how do you both each like to consume your collagen? How do you take it?
Gina, you want to go first since
Yeah, sure. For me, I do the same thing as Sherry does with the warm water in the morning. I love to do my collagen with warm water and lemon. And I've been putting my minerals, the CT minerals from Cellcore, I put those in there, but whatever liquid minerals that you have. And it's just, I also do a little ginger, fresh ginger in it. And it's just like my morning tonic. I've been drinking that. But I also love putting it in my coffee. And then I do a lot of baking. So I put a lot in my baking too. So if I'm making a healthy breakfast muffin or I make with the vanilla collagen, I'll do like a protein ball with almond butter or peanut butter and oats and the protein, the collagen, and a little bit of chocolate chips. And that recipe is on our website as well. So I just try to put it in whatever I can, mostly in drinks and smoothies and such.
Yeah. And I put 15 grams in my mushroom coffee every morning, or organic mushroom coffee. So, and I also add raw, I love raw dairy. The amount of nutrients that is in raw dairy is phenomenal. So, I mean, I buy raw butter, grass fed, 100% grass fed, raw heavy cream. It's just so good. And so that's kind of my, how I mostly put my collagen in. That's how I do it. I also make these amazing collagen pancakes, banana pancakes that are all from egg and banana and collagen. And they're very simple and raw butter. That recipe's on our website too. It's an animal-based recipe. You know, it's no carbs. It's so delicious. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And you just put like pure maple syrup on it, which is good, or some honey, a little bit of honey and raw butter. So good. Yum. So that, I know that recipe is really, I really highly recommend it. It's so easy. It's so easy. And it's all on, we have it on our recipe on our blog.
That sounds good. I put anytime I think about it, like, oh, I can add collagen to this. And yeah. I will do it. Like, I feel like such a winner when I remember and I think about it. I'm like, yes, I just gave my family collagen and they don't even know. Yeah. Cause I'll make these, you know, egg and banana pancakes and oatmeal, you know, just anytime. Yeah. I mean, it's really easy to stir in, and I just feel so good about it because I'm like, yes, they're just getting this extra protein, they're just getting collagen. It's wonderful. So I love doing that, and I put mine in my coffee, and that's what I've done for years and years. And so I will just answer this question now because I get it all the time. Does putting collagen in your coffee break a fast? Well, technically, people, it does.
Yeah. So that's what I do. Like, you know, I wait until, you know, for my coffee with my collagen. You know, it just depends on what I'm doing. So if I fasted later, you know, like I stopped eating at 6 o'clock the night before, 7 o'clock, then I'm like, oh, I can have my morning water and, you know, with my collagen, or my coffee with my collagen. Otherwise I wait until after my workout and then I start that. So, yeah.
Well, everyone here knows I'm a dirty faster, so I just consider it, you know, a dirty fast with my collagen. But if I'm doing, you know, and the thing is about, you know, having collagen in your coffee, if you're having it in your fasting window, it does break autophagy. And so, you know, if that, and then somebody asked me, well, shouldn't autophagy be important to everybody? Because I was like, if that's important to you, then, you know, then wait. And then somebody said, shouldn't that be important to everybody? I'm like, oh, that's a very good point. Yes. Autophagy, cellular cleansing is important, but,
sometimes you want your morning coffee.
correct. But sometimes I won't put it in there, especially if I'm doing a super fast. If I'm doing a long fast, right. I don't, you know, I will just wait and put the collagen. I'll use it later. Or I might skip a day or two a week if I, you know, I'm just trying to promote more of that autophagy or have it later. So that is something that, you know, everybody does need to keep in mind. And I get that question a lot. So I wanted to answer that. But I love putting it in my coffee. And speaking of coffee, y'all make coffee too. Tell us about that and what led you to do that.
Yeah. So you know, we do enjoy coffee, and we know there is so much toxic coffee out there. I mean, oh my gosh. It's like, once I really did the deep dive research on coffee, I was just like, I will never buy a coffee at Starbucks again. Mm-hmm. It's just like drinking a cup of pesticides. I mean, think about that, you know, and there's a lot of acid and just things that cause issues, right? So we, you know, we met an expert roaster who's amazing, all about organic and, you know, using very, you know, small trade, single origin coffee, which is really important. It's like the top 1% in the world. And then adding adaptogens, because lion's mane, for example, is huge right now. And it's amazing. And what's interesting about that is I drink our mushroom coffee every morning. And there's some other brands out there really, it's like a trend right now, I would say, you know, mushroom coffee and such. But when you really do a deep dive, all the clinical studies that show lion's mane that rebuilds the cognitive health, and they're using it for Alzheimer's, and it rebuilds memory recall and mental focus and different things in your brain. They're using, in the clinical studies, they're using 500 milligrams to up to 750 milligrams per day. So ours has 600 and over 600 milligrams per serving. All the other brands that are really popular right now, they have under 300 per serving. So that's something to think about. So our coffee, we had an opportunity to bring that. So we did a bunch of research, and that's all on our website too, if you want to learn more about our coffee, that we offer as well.
Yeah, we were just when we were thinking about products that go hand in hand and really just trying to figure out what can we bring to the consumers that, you know, that would benefit them in a daily basis. And coffee is one of those things that we just drink it haphazardly. We don't even think about it. You know, we go to the gas station and get our coffee. We use those K cups, you know, we go to Starbucks, wherever, and we don't think about the quality of the coffee. And with having IC, I had to drink decaf. Well, I was drinking this toxic pesticide coffee with chemical that was chemically altered to take the caffeine out of it. And I'm drinking this daily. And then throwing my good collagen into it just didn't make any sense. And because then I started researching about the Swiss water processing in you know to make the decaffeinated coffee. So if you're going to do something on a daily basis, this is why I always say, if you're going to do something on a daily basis, you want to try to make it as clean and healthy as possible. And so that's why I switched to the Swiss water decaf coffee. But then when we found out about and looked into our mushroom coffee, it's low acid. It's you know, doesn't have as much caffeine for that's going to bother my bladder and my stomach. And so for me, it was like a healthy change and transition to be able to go to that and know being rest assured that it was, you know, mold free and you know didn't have any of the myotoxins in it and was organic. So yeah, it's a great way to start your day when you're having a clean coffee and you're putting your collagen into it.
Yeah, that is exactly what I tell people is if you got to look at the things that you do every single day, and you know start there. So if you're going to drink
Yes.
coffee every single day, that is a place to upgrade for sure. If you're going to use collagen every single day or most days, that is a place to upgrade. The things we're putting in our body often is you better make that the highest quality you can. And so yeah, it's just you're exactly right. It's like drinking a cup of
Yeah.
pesticides.
Well, I have a hard time now that Sherry and I did all the, you know, like she said, deep dive. Like sometimes I don't want to use that K cup or I don't want to go when I'm away from home, you know, or the gas station coffee. It's like, oh, like, all right, Gina, relax. It's one time.
I know, 'cause
Sherry.
once you know, you're
Yes.
like, oh man.
Yes, like the seed oils, like when you go out to eat, it's like, oh, what is
Yeah,
this for
it just takes a little bit of the joy away when you
Yes.
know it's like this is toxic. But I mean, and
Yeah.
again, you know, I tell people, you know, those times when you are out and about, that those should be minimal when you're, you know, your
Yes.
body can handle
100%.
some of that some of the time, as long as for most of the time you're up, like keep it tight at home. Keep it tight with no seed oils, keep it tight with your high quality coffee, your high quality, you know, collagen, your high quality food, because when you are out and about, nobody's really worried about your high quality. They're worried about their bottom dollar. And so you really have to think about that. Well, I've had both your coffee and your collagen, and it's wonderful, and it's a wonderful combination. So I highly, highly recommend that. So okay, we've kind of talked about quality. You know, is there anything else that we need to be thinking about with when we're thinking about the collagen and kind of go into more like when we had our original discussion years ago, and you know, kind of enlightened me on some of those, and we're not going to say names or anything, but you know, some of those brands that are misrepresenting what's there, and that's really frustrating. So I don't know if there's any more you want to speak to about quality, what we're looking for, what we're not looking for, like, you know, the hyaluronic acid, like you said, that's, you know, new to me, and so I'm glad to know about that. But is there anything else we need to be thinking about?
Well, I mean, you definitely want to make sure it's glyphosate free, right? So when you're dealing with you know, when we do deep dive on everything. So when we really look at it and we see how, you know, different brands are charging significantly more and they're saying that you need all these five types and this, you know, that one missing amino acid, when you put it in, then you have a complete protein, things like that. That, you know, those are all, they're marketing gimmicks and they can, it's a way that they can make more money and charge more money. And, you know, because at the end of the day, it's really diluting the potency and the cleanliness of types, the type one and three. And then you want 100% grass fed, glyphosate free. It's really simple. And so I think because the collagen market is like 120, you know, million, it's like huge in the United States alone. You know, there's a lot of people jumping in on it. And so, you know, there's all these different marketing angles. You have to differentiate yourself, you know, and all this other stuff. And, you know, and they're coming up with all these ideas and then it becomes profit over people, right? And so some brands are now selling out to the big corporate companies and now they're, you know, buying it from all over the world in very unregulated areas. I don't want to talk specifics, but I think you could probably guess. So, I mean, and it's, you know, it's just kind of sad, you know, because things, you just never really know what the truth is, right? And so Gina and I are really grounded in the truth and really, we really care about people and their health. We really love helping people. And so what we make is for our families and yours. So it's an extension from our pantry to yours. And we want, I mean, when people come over to our house, we love to feed them. We love to make homemade food. And I mean, I love seeing Gina. She always cooks for me. When she comes sees me, I cook for her. You know, I mean, it's just who we are as women, as mothers, as the anchor in our family, the home, the nurturer. I mean, that's kind of where our heart is. And we want to be a brand that people can trust and rely on and where we can help as many people as possible and keep the quality intact.
That was just so well said and well put. I love that. Yeah, quality is key. And that's one thing I did ask you guys about, you gals, about the, you know, glyphosate, because that's one thing I've kind of been looking into more is, you know, being tested for glyphosate and God, it's so pervasive in so many things. It's so I'm glad to know that yours is glyphosate, you know, tested for that glyphosate residue and free. So that's really wonderful too. So that's awesome. Love it. Is there anything else you want to add before I'm going to ask you the anchor questions before we go here, but did we cover all the things that we wanted to talk about with collagen? Is there anything else that y'all normally get asked that maybe, I'm just trying to think.
What do you think, Gina? I'm trying to think of anything else.
I think we covered most of everything.
Yeah. We have a lot of information on our website too. Yeah. We really spend a lot of time making graphs and comparisons and FAQs and so forth. And, you know, people can email us directly too. They can email us. We'd be happy to give them a detailed answer to any other questions they may have that we're not addressing here or they can't find on our website. Yeah. So,
well, while we're on it, tell us the website and where they can find you. Can they find you on social media and how would they reach out and all that good stuff?
Yeah. So I'm going to send you show notes. If you put show notes in your podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I have it already queued up to send you. And, yeah, so, you know, we have yonderfood.com is our website and we're on Instagram. And we're on Facebook as well. And we also are on Pinterest. And we'll send you that to put in the show notes so people can find us.
Perfect. Excellent. Okay, I'm going to ask you the anchor questions, of course. So, Sherry, let's start with you. What is your anchor meal?
Yeah. So, okay. So what my anchor in my home is I always have raw dairy and like raw butter, grass-fed ground beef, or maybe grass-fed steak, and soy-free eggs or pasture-raised. You know, those are kind of like my staples. So like a ground meal, like I can make breakfast, lunch, and dinner with that. And, you know, with a couple, you know, fresh blueberries and things like that. That's kind of like my staple I always have at my house. I would say that's kind of an anchor those are more like anchor ingredients. There's so many things that I can make out of that, right? Gina has a great answer with this too, because I love Gina and I share recipes, and I love her recipes. She's like the best with the recipes at dinner and like combinations and all that stuff. And I am too. I make a lot of stuff, and we both put recipes on our website. But I love Gina and I talked about this question. So I love her answer. And I'm like, you got to make a blog post out of that.
What is it?
I know. I'm like, because I'm like already like, oh, I got to do that one. I don't have that recipe yet. But I love it. It's kind of like mine, but it's a little bit more meal prep planning.
Basically it's a way for me to stay focused and just not have to think about it, you know, when I have a busy week. But the organic grass-fed ground beef, I like to either, the ground beef is my primary one that I'd like to cook up, but I'll try and cook up a big batch of that. And I just season it with like chopped onion, salt, pepper, garlic, fresh or garlic powder, depending on how much time. But then it's like a meal prep for the week, and I can make all different types of things. I'll do my zucchini noodles and do an Italian dish, you know, with sauteed zucchini noodles, and throw that meat in there because it's super fast and easy. And then a really healthy, no sugar added tomato sauce like Sonoma or something like that. And then I'll throw in the organic goat's milk feta, and it makes it super creamy and just delicious. And I also do like a Mexican version of that. And I'll just do a little chili powder when I'm heating it up, and maybe throw some green chilies in it. And then I just do the meat with a good healthy cheese and avocado, and then chop up onion and cilantro and make a little bowl. And I even have done it like an Asian meal, like sesame seeds, and make a Thai peanut sauce that you put over the meat and eat it with, you know, carrot and whatever that you want. I know. I'm getting hungry.
I'm so hungry.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm getting really hungry.
So I can like 3-in-1 meal, like I can change it up, and I'll even take half a cup scoop of the meat and throw it in with my eggs in the morning, you know, and saute, you know, scramble up my eggs with it. So yeah, it's just versatile and it's super easy. But the key is you've got to have the grass-fed beef, which I know you know. Mm-hmm. Carrie and I are jealous. We wish we lived in Texas and could buy our meat from you.
We're going to come out there. We're going to do a road trip and come out and stay out with you on your ranch. I want to sit at your table with your husband and your kids and Gina. And I want to break a meal with you and say a prayer. That would be all amazing.
Oh, we can eat beef and drink coffee and collagen. Yeah. And it will be fabulous.
Yes. I want to sit on the porch and look at the over yonder, right? With yonder. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, so y'all's anchor foods are right there with me. That is all up in my alley. The eggs, the beef, that's pretty much makes up about 50% of my diet, I would say. Yeah.
It's good.
A lot of nutrition.
Yep, exactly. That, talk about, you know, bang for your buck. Lots of nutrition in those foods for sure. Okay, how about an anchor verse?
Yeah. Mine is Romans 8:28. God uses all things for good for those who love him according to his will and purpose. I mean, you know, so in life, when things are amazing, you thank God. When things are really hard, it's hard to thank him, but you do thank him, like, okay, he's going to use this and make good, like my cancer. He took my cancer and look where I am now. Like I'm starting a health food company. You know, I've gained other skills that I have been able to enjoy that I would have never, ever had, like photography and health. Those are my passions. And I would have never experienced that if I didn't get cancer. I mean, what a blessing is that, right? God uses all things for good for those who love him.
I love that. How about you, Gina?
Mine's kind of 2-in-1, Colossians 3:17 and 23. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And verse 23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. And this, it just reminds me to do all things unto him, that
I can either glorify him or I can grieve him. And that I just want to do things in life that please him and not worry about if it pleases man. And that it's just a good reminder to keep my motives pure and my heart and my attitude right. So whether it's doing laundry or a dish or trying to do create this business with Sherry, that who am I trying to glorify in this process? And so it's just a good mindset and a gut check at all times.
Very good. So thank y'all so much for coming on and sharing. I mean, like I said, I can't believe it has taken me this long to do a collagen podcast, but I think it's just because I needed the right inspiration. And you two are very inspirational. Just the whole story, your background, how you came together. This is really, you know, you can just hear your heart in it and your pure intention. And so I appreciate that so much. And so I highly encourage everybody to check out Yonder Food and try their collagen and their coffee. It's so good. And you know, you're getting the best of the best. And so, again, if you're having these things daily, that it's worth investing in and getting the most bang for your buck, like you said. Love it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Chelsea.
Yes. Thank you all for being here.
It was a blast. We'd love to. Totally.
And thank you everybody for listening. I hope you have a healthy and blessed week, and I will talk to you soon.
Hi everyone, remember that my mom is an awesome nutritionist, but she's not a doctor. The information in this podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Always talk to your doctor before making changes to your nutrition or exercise program. Thanks for listening. Have a healthy and blessed week.